Welcome to Art Talk Live. I'm your host, Julia Noyes, from the Noyes Art Gallery. I'm interviewing artists for your listening pleasure. Haven't you ever wondered why artists do what they do or what inspires them? So here we are, live, to give you the inside scoop.
Welcome to Art Talk Live. This is Lynette Fast, and thank you for joining us for our podcast. We are so appreciative of KZUM supporting us for 10 years of creating this podcast. I hope that you'll continue to come back and revisit our interviews about the life of artists and what artists do, their work. How do you become an artist? There's all kinds of questions answered through all of these interviews. Listen in at kzum.org/arttalklive or periodically KZUM 89.3 FM. So with me today is Erin Kramer. Erin is a Union College student in Julia Noyes' watercolor painting class. And we love it twice a year for Julia's students to share in displaying their semester work in our gallery. And that's coming up in the middle of April, our April 3rd Friday, to be exact. And she'll give you all the details. But we're going to have those Union College painting students in. She teaches a watercolor and an acrylic class. And they'll be debuting and showing their work right here at Noyes during our third Friday event at 119 South 9th Street from, about 5 p.m. till 8:30 or whenever people want to go home. We kind of hang out till the end of the deal, whenever that is. Hey, Erin, welcome to Art Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming by because I heard you're getting ready to take off for spring break.
I am, yeah.
So I know that's important to get things done and get out of here and catch your breath for a while.
Absolutely. I really need the break right now. School's been a lot.
Indeed. Well, as you are finishing up the semester and you've been working with watercolor, tell us where you're at with learning about watercolor. What's it like to be a student of Julia Noyes?
So I'm actually really happy with the progress I've made in this class. I did watercolor a little bit as a kid, you know, as you do. But I'm a really, severe perfectionist. And the fact that it's such an uncontrolled medium at first always scared me. But Julia's been really great and has taught us all these different techniques for actually making the picture turn out the way that you want, the way that you visualize it. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to work with that uncontrolled aspect of watercolor.
Beautiful. So as a control freak, and I'm just playing with you, watercolor became challenging.
It was at first. At this point, it's become more of a therapy for me. The pieces I'm working on right now are, some might call them a little dark, but I see a hope in them because it's a way for me to get my emotions out onto a page that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm. What kind of subject matter, then, do you like to paint?
Currently, I've been doing a series on recovery from, for me, it's eating disorder. For other people, it might be something different. So it's that dark place, it's that sinking, the wanting to just let the depths comfort you, to the reflecting and the just sitting in the stillness and the back and forth of just actually getting to a place where you're healthy again and you have people to support you.
Wow, you have really explored a difficult psychological phenomenon in your artwork. What does it look like?
Oh, I do a lot with, I'll contrast bright color with a black focal point or vice versa, a very black, dark background with bright focal. But you can see some of my stuff. I'll be displaying one of the pieces at the gallery on the third Friday with everyone else.
So one of those pieces will be here.
One of them, yes. I haven't decided which one yet. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. And then you talked about the meditative side of painting. How has that affected your life and that psychological kind of element that you're talking about?
It's been really helpful for me. I am very much an overthinker. I've got all sorts of anxiety issues. And therapy has been helpful, but I found almost more helpful than that has been art, whether it's painting, drawing, sometimes I do spoken word poetry, but it's just been a really good outlet, and when I share my art, it helps other people feel heard and seen, which I find really fulfilling, and it also shows me that there are other people out there and that I'm not alone.
Did you create like this before?
A little bit. I didn't have the same tool set. Miss Julie's class has really, it's given me more more tools in my toolbox to use this as a form of therapy. But yeah, I did art before this a little bit as well, whenever I had time.
Did you think of your yourself as an artist?
I'm still not sure if I entirely do. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday. Right now I'm a mentally semi-unstable nerd who likes to share my art.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but I love your description.
Yeah, it's funny.
And it is, if I think about the place where I was in my early 20s, you don't know where you are or what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you have this whole world of, wow, what's
life's
it going to
really
be?
Chaotic. You got to figure out how to manage it and not lose your mind in the process.
Exactly, yeah. What is your major?
Oh, that's a complicated question. I've been contemplating switching to psychology, but I'm still in the researching phase of that.
Okay.
So I'd be potentially doing a psychology major with an art minor, possibly going into behavioral specialism or art therapy.
So you're liking that pathway of art.
I am.
Wow.
I like helping people and I like sharing my story.
Uh-huh. And that's not true of all the students in the class. This is an elective kind of a class for some students, correct?
It is, yeah. A lot of people who are there aren't even doing it as a required class. They're just, they want to learn. And I don't know most of them super well. But I've seen some really good pieces come out of it, and I hope that they're finding enjoyment from it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So on April, what's the date?
April 19th. It'll be the third Friday.
Okay.
The art will actually be up all day, even though the showing is only from
like 5 till 8:30-ish.
But yeah, there's going to be, everyone's going to display a piece. Bring a friend. There's plenty of parking around here. It's free to come in and see.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. And those would all be new artists.
It would,
correct?
Yeah. To my knowledge, no one in the class has done any sort of gallery showing or anything before. I could be wrong. I don't know their stories. I don't know their life. But most of us are pretty new to this.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to take more classes.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to taking oil painting and acrylic stuff from Julia as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Have you ever done sculpture?
I'm actually in a pottery class right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying that.
Oh, wonderful. So you really are branching out and sticking with that creative flow and
absolutely
that energy of creating.
I really feel at home in the art department. It's one of my calm places on campus.
A calm place.
Calm
I like
place,
that.
A happy place.
I like that. Well, do you have any other information you want to share about the show?
I think we covered everything. It'll be something apparently a lot of people don't realize is that there is parking around here. There's like, I don't know, like 400, 4,000. I forget how many.
Yeah,
there's a lot of parking. So don't let that stop you.
We have
just
a lot.
Come enjoy.
Yeah. We have parking meters. We have parking garages. So we're surrounded by them.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Good. And the first hour is free in the public parking garages.
Yep.
Yeah. So find one of those.
Yeah,
you
bring
can
some friends.
Easily have a look for an hour.
Absolutely.
And if you really want to see 125 artists, you might need a little more time or come back
maybe
again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've come to one of the gallery showings before, and it's a good time. I love it here.
Awesome. Great to hear. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Erin, and we look forward to seeing your work.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Lynette Fast on Art Talk Live. Please come in to Noyes Art Gallery at 119 South 9th Street and check out the, as I mentioned, 125 or so artists. You know, like when the Union College kids are here, we have more. We never quite know. That number varies a little bit from month to month. But you can always check out all of the artists that are showing in the gallery currently at noyasartgallery.com. Please join us again, and we look forward to hearing from you.
This is Julia Noyes from the Noyes Art Gallery, and this has been Art Talk Live. I want to especially thank Lila Cho for her original violin composition that she did special for us. Tune in again. We'll be looking for you.